I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Those crazy nights, I do remember in my youth.
Friday afternoon on the Mark Reardon Show, taking into the weekend. It's homecoming at Mizzou tomorrow, and I don't think I'm heading up. These early games kind of drive me crazy, Jane.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think they have to have the parade at like 5:30 in the morning. That's a slight exaggeration. I was in a lot of those homecoming parades back in my media days
in
Columbia.
Well, when you were there, yeah.
Yeah, but you'd have to get up at like... get in the cars at like 7 o'clock, and you know, they're convertibles, so you're freezing your butt off.
Yeah.
I made a lot of sacrifices when I was younger, Jen. I just want you to know
you
that.
You were really
the
deprived.
The things that I went through.
Yes.
Paul Hall is here. I guess I was going to say that we're going to talk about that with Cusimano coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Right now, with Paul Hall on entertainment from Common Guy Films. How are you this afternoon?
I'm good, Mark. Just, you know, I'm getting some feedback on the backside here, but I am good. I got to hear a little bit of your discussion about some of the things we're going to talk about later in this segment, and they are almost all good stuff.
Right.
Let's start with Woman of the Hour. Should we go there first, Woman of the Hour?
Let's start there, if I can get the clip. Sorry about the feedback. We'll try to figure that out.
I've been on this show since 1968. The one thing I've learned is no matter what words they use, the question beneath the question remains the same.
What's the question?
Which one of you will hurt me?
This is what I love about this segment. I don't know this one. I haven't seen the trailer for this at all.
No, I haven't seen it either.
So I don't know anything about it.
You ready for this one? Director Anna Kendrick. You know, Pitch
love
Perfect
her.
Anna
course,
Kendrick.
Yeah. Yes.
Here she directs her first title. This is a story of Rodney Alcala. Now, if you don't recognize the name, he was a guy who went on the dating game and was a serial killer.
Yes.
And
Yes.
This is right up your alley,
like,
Jane.
Like, really, a prolific weirdo. Oh, my goodness, yeah. And he was on the dating game.
As they say, before the movie is over, they attribute him to up to possibly 130 murders over the course of his life.
Like, he's one of the worst, yes.
Yeah. And he the interesting about this is that he was on a national TV game show. He was actually bachelor number one, even though they say bachelor number three in the course of the movie. You know, they take some creative liberties along the way. Kendrick herself plays one of those bachelorette in this case that gets maybe closer than anyone has to getting to this man without and walking away.
It's
like a serial killer movie light. And by that I mean, I think they give him a very easy go of it. Some of this stuff feels like it should have been explained in more depth. The connectivity between some of these stories should have been explained in more depth. I think that's something that's missing here. It was not a really good linear versus nonlinear timeline at points.
Okay.
Kendrick's timeline goes pretty linear. The Alcala's goes off the map and goes somewhere else. It's fascinating, though, to watch, and for truly, she does a good job of doing it at 95 minutes. You will sit down and watch it, and it'll be over before you blink. It's gruesome at times, but this is a fascinating story. For those of you who don't know it, look up some information about this, because it's truly amazing that, you know, we still live in this era from mid-late 70s where this happened, where somebody got on national TV in a game show. Was a serial killer.
You know, so I don't know anything about the story. I'm familiar just, you know, broadly with the guy's name and the case, but that does sound interesting. And you said she wrote and directed that or just directed it?
No, just directed
it. Okay. How about brothers?
Some families have a long line of dentists or lawyers. We had a long line of felons. That's me. The big ugly one is my twin brother, Moke. I had the plans. He had the hand.
Well, I can tell that's Peter Dinklage on the voiceover there. So what's this one about?
Dan Josh Brolin is the other one you hear. They're twin brothers, right?
Yeah, I love that. That sounds funny.
Of course they are.
It sounds funny. Please tell me it's not bad.
It's okay.
It's okay.
It's not bad. It's okay. Max Barbico, this is one of his this is his new movie. He gave us Palm Springs with Andy Samberg last year or the year before. It was really one of those underrated comedies that came out. These are two twin brothers that their mom kind of runs away at an early part in their life, trying to get away with her boyfriend. Their mom then, in later in life, comes back as Glenn Close, and you get a different role for Glenn Close here as well. The deal is they're trying to save each other's lives by basically finding the emeralds that they went off on a road. It's kind of a comedy action road movie, I guess you could say, in many ways. It reminds you a lot of movies like Twins. You know, those type of ideas are here. I just don't think it does it as well as it could have. I was hooked in from times, and other times I felt kind of like I was just seeing good actors trying to carry something that wasn't as good as it should have been. Brothers is over on Prime Video, though, so this is one you can watch tonight.
It's free.
When you get home.
I mean, yeah, and it's yeah. If you're a member, it's free.
Fred had to zip out early, but he always listens to the show, so he's probably listening to the show. But we're both still huge baseball fans. And Paul, I don't know if you watched last night, but I got caught up in the extra innings, and that was a thrilling finish with the Yankees and the Tribe. I will not call them the Guardians, but this is a film that you're guiding us into here, a documentary called The Turnaround, which is about baseball.
It's Trey Turner night. Trey Turner needs us.
All right, go, Trey Turner.
25-minute short. This is one of the best documentary shorts to come out this year. In fact, it's in the Critics' Choice Documentary Group's award nominations for Best Short Documentary from the Sports Perspective this year. I love this film. This is one of my favorites in the category for the year. This is the story of Trey Turner, and Trey Turner went through, if you remember, this horrific slump. He could not find his way out of a paper, to hit his way out of a paper bag. He was having problems on the field. He was normally a slick, great fielder, until one Philadelphia sports fan decided, let's do reverse psychology here. I've had my own personal problems in life. He was going through his own personal issues. He said, when Trey comes up on Sunday night, I want the whole crowd to get up and cheer. And it got spread around sports radio in Philadelphia to the point where Trey came up on a Sunday night. The crowd cheered. They did everything Philly sports fans never do. They did. Trey turned it around and finished on one of the most impressive tears to end out the year that they had seen. I'll tell you what. I remember the story when it happened. I happened to watch that Sunday night baseball game that it happened at. And, man, this is inspirational. For anyone
magic.
Who thinks people can't, they can.
That is actually really cool.
And you know what's fascinating about it is I don't believe, look, I've seen documentary shorts. I have participated in the Critics' Choice Awards and watched a lot of documentary shorts, as you know, Paul. But we don't often hear on this show, or most people would never toss out a recommendation for a documentary short that seems like it's kind of inside baseball, so to speak. No pun intended here. But I love the fact that, you know, you have a story. If the story can be told in 25 minutes, tell it in 25
exactly.
minutes.
Exactly. It'll be better. Right.
Yeah, it's going to come up on your Netflix queue. So this is something you're watching Netflix anyway, right? Just flip it over for a half hour, put it
That's
on.
Awesome.
I guarantee you a good experience. And I've got a couple more before the year's out that are coming out on Netflix that we'll get to talk about that I think are also some of the more inspirational films this year anywhere.
Okay, I want to ask you about a couple of things, and then I have some thoughts on the Menendez brothers, and Jane's watching some stuff, too. But just quickly on this fanatical movie, Tegan and Sarah, let me play the clip. This is a band that I actually follow.
Tegan and Sarah were known as being very accessible.
I messaged Tegan, and we got a response. It was very exciting.
Tegan added me as a friend on Facebook.
I had become friends with Tegan, and it had become a long-term friendship. At some point, she sent me a shared drive and a password. It felt off. So I reached out to her management and got a text that said, she has no idea who you are.
So this is like a catfishing thing, right, Paul?
Wow.
Yeah, it's over on Hulu. And it's the whole story of how basically as the band was in their infancy, as they're still gaining fans, they were very social. They were very out there. And all of a sudden, a fake Tegan starts reaching out to their fans and starts leaking things, leaking personal information, leaking passport photos, and all this real interesting pieces of data that they shouldn't have. And as we go forward, the thing I don't like about this is I don't like the way they resolve the film. Whether that's how they resolve real life or not, I don't know. But how they resolve the film kind of leaves you something to be hanging. But it's in this era of social media, we give out way too much information. In this case, it was about people that were famous and ruined some lives along the way.
Yeah, shrinking, it's called doxing.
Yeah, well, right, exactly. Yep. Shrinking Season 2. Have not checked it out yet. Came out on Wednesday. I like the first season quite a bit. This is Harrison Ford, Jason Segel. Good series. Is it good in the second season? That's sometimes a challenge, Paul.
Absolutely, 100%. It's good. I couldn't put it down. I kept watching through. I've seen a couple episodes you'll see next week. It's very adult, and that's what I like about it. You talk in adult terms. You wouldn't see this on ABC. You will see this on Apple TV Plus, and great, great actors along the way make it a fun series to stay with.
So, and disclaimer is good. I've only seen man, two. I got to watch the next two.
Adult. I mean, that is very adult. Sacha Baron Cohen, Kate Blanchett, Kevin Kline, directed by Alfonso Cuarón, who has given us Gravity and Roma. I mean, this is great people involved in a story. It's probably one of the greatest stories as far as something to come down in this Apple TV Plus type of genre. It really hooks you in. Now, I'll warn you, if you've seen the first two episodes, which have dropped already, as you get to number three, it gets really adult. Really adult,
okay,
really fast.
So you got to be careful.
So be ready for it. Get the kids out of the room before you watch it. But it will grab you, and it will grab hold of you throughout.
I love that there's a little Kevin Kline connection here.
Oh, you English are so superior, aren't you?
It's one of my favorite lines. And he's a St. Louis guy, Paul. I don't know if you know that. So I have been watching the Monsters Menendez story, not the documentary, but the Netflix series from Ryan Murphy. Look, I think it's outstanding. It's very difficult to watch. Episode 5 was stunning. It was just one continuous shot for 33 minutes. Then I watch episode 6. A couple of nights ago, and Javier Bardem, Paul, if there are not multiple Emmy wins from this series, I'm going to be a little confused, because Javier Bardem is incredible, and so is Chloe 70. They play the parents here.
Yeah.
But I think this is it's tough to watch, but really, really well.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Executed.
Yeah, definitely. Javier Bardem is one of those guys. And you know what's the cool thing about things like Netflix and Hulu and Apple TV Plus? You're getting those high-profile stars to come and do these kind of short-form TV content where it's 6, 8, 10 episodes of something and produce some really cool TV. The best TV I think we've seen, you know, since The Sopranos started on TV.
You know, and I'm not going to argue that this is because it's not a documentary. So this is a TV show. There's dramatic license. It's taken. I've been absorbed by it. But Jane, I know you even said you had to take a break. Because
I had to take a break. It's intense.
It is intense. So it's really difficult. I'm kind of recommending it to the audience, but it's difficult. Don't blame me if you don't like it is what I'm saying.
Well,
no, it's tough. The subject matter is tough.
And also watch Menudo. Because Menudo is a huge explanation as to why the Menendez brothers are being talked about.
Yeah,
again.
Jose Menendez, the father, signed Menudo, so that was that's part of the connection.
And he abused one of the boys.
Paul, tell folks where they can find your reviews.
Simplecomga.com.
Have a great weekend. We'll talk next Friday.
Paul.
We'll see Paul.
Take
care. Cusimano's coming up next.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.